Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. Come a girl with a friend, here we both win.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. I'm here with fellow guest and pump head, Nikki Jaggerman.
Hello.
Hi.
Glad to be here.
I'm pumped. Really happy to have you here. I didn't know that you were a pump head.
Oh, I've been a fan since Real Housewives, when they brought in Sheena to fuck Brandy's husband. I mean, that was like not for the show, but it also led to a show.
Yeah. Sheena's like Hollywood smarts really kicked in at a young age.
And never again.
Yeah.
I've been in it. I've been to Villa Blanca, Pump, Tom, Sir.
Love. So what's your favorite?
Honestly, Tom had the best food.
Yeah.
And I was almost disappointed that I really liked it.
It's good.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Tom,
it's good.
It's great.
And then Pump is fun for like a night out, but the drinks are kind of disgusting.
Yeah. Your best bet is to like stick to wine only at Pump.
Yeah.
And there's one salad that's acceptable.
No signature cocktails. Mm-mm. They're hot pink and like pop rock rim.
Yeah. They'll give you an instant hangover, but just from sugar, because they water the fuck out of them.
Oh,
too
big time.
Yeah, like I got a pitcher from there once for brunch and it was basically just like lemon juice and soda water. Unacceptable. I wonder why Tom is so good and other restaurants of hers are not.
Have you eaten at Villa Blanca?
Yeah, but years ago. And then the last time I ate there, I vowed never again to set foot in that hellhole of a restaurant.
Yeah. It's like, why are the waitresses holding purses? It's so confusing.
That restaurant, like I was in Beverly Hills the other day for a doctor appointment and I took a little stroll past Villa Blanca to see what was up. And it was completely empty.
It kind of is always.
Always.
Yeah. I was driving down Santa Monica Boulevard last week and outside, like across from Tom, I did spot Ken, no Jiggy. And I was just like, damn, he's just hanging out on Santa Monica Boulevard alone. But yeah, like, whatever, that's okay. It's 1 o'clock.
Or he like wandered off and got lost like Alzheimer's style.
I mean, he seemed like he was doing some sort of like business email on his phone, but maybe that's just a story I'm writing for him.
Yeah, that seems like a likely or maybe an unlikely story.
Yeah, he was like hunched over.
He's just on his GPS, like trying to figure out where he actually is.
Yeah. Just reading Yelp reviews of TomTom, really.
And like preparing a list for his hitman of who to like shank for the for their bad reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird to me that Lisa's restaurants have no... They're not, like, all good. Or not just, like, all bad. Like, I feel like other chefs or restaurateurs, they open a restaurant. Like, Mario Batali opens a restaurant in China. It's good. If he opens it in Vegas, it's good. Like, yeah. The same food.
Well, that's because it's revolved around the chef who really cares about food.
And yeah.
Lisa's like... This is my flower shop, aka my restaurant. We happen to have food and drinks. And then that's like, oh, and she makes her own wine now.
Yeah.
I feel like.
But Lisa eats there so often and she loves the food. Like she eats there every day, which is wild.
Every day?
I think almost every day is eating at one of her restaurants.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just got, I don't know what she's eating then. I would love to know what she gets off the menu.
Yeah, like Lisa's special orders.
Yeah.
And she also creates certain dishes for the restaurant, as we saw.
I love that when she walks in, she's like, and you know I want a cup of tea. It reminds me of like in The Simple Life when Paris Hilton would walk into literally any house and ask for
toast.
Yeah. Where it's just like, okay, I guess that's what's happening.
It's her signature move.
Yeah. I wish that Lisa did toast. I think that would be wonderful, but she doesn't.
It would be a little more sexy and unique.
Oh, it would be way more unique. She's British and she's asking for tea. It's like very on the nose.
Yeah, I think she wants to like remind everyone. It's more of a power move than it is like she actually wants tea.
Yeah.
Does anyone actually want tea?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. I guess every once in a while.
Yeah, it's like a warm little treat.
A little hug.
Is it sad that I think tea is sometimes a treat?
Sometimes tea is a treat. Like, okay. I like an iced tea sometimes. Oh, yeah.
Fun.
But like a hot tea is like such a rare occasion.
Oh, no, I do it all the time.
Okay. Love that. So you're team tea.
Yeah.
There is so much to talk about in this reunion. Even thinking about it, my heart rate starts to skyrocket and like sweat starts pouring.
What is the number one thing that you can't stop thinking about?
I'd say my ultimate favorite reunion moment of this specific episode, and I've watched it twice now, once to just watch, once to take notes, and I genuinely laugh out loud for like a few minutes, is when James just under his breath, he just goes, I fucking hate you people. I cannot. I was like, my king has spoken.
Yeah. I mean, that's the most honest he's maybe ever been.
Yeah. And also that's been like my mood this whole season.
Yeah.
Like he nailed it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I fucking hate you people too. Like you have given us nothing.
Yeah. I mean, my number one is the sort of reveal of James's uppers, which like... It's pasta, man. It's pasta time.
Oh, it's total pasta time.
Yeah. So I was just like, as soon as they said that, I was like, go off, like really spill tea, but they wouldn't. They were all skirting it, which is like...
Well, because if one person jumps into that, like you'll...
Oh, they're all going to start.
They're all going to go down. Yeah, because like... And I mean, Sandoval did it in a very like low key yet high key way where he's like, I'm talking about like... uppers, man. It's like, we all know what you're talking about. Yeah. Like, we're not fucking idiots.
Also, I feel like they all took like an Adderall before the reunion. They were all like turned, especially Jax.
Jax for sure. I think he's like constantly at that level, but then they all drink in the dressing rooms and stuff and like take shots. Like, can you imagine in the middle of the day, like at 2 p.m., you're like, you go in the break room at your work and then just like, throw back a shot of warm tequila.
Oh, and then it's like, oh, because I need to talk. What? Like, that is the opposite thing that I
need
do.
To really think straight, focus.
It's like, I've got to really perform. There's going to be cameras on me. I should have warm liquor.
Yeah, I should really get liquored up before I really need to like make my voice heard.
Yeah, and also tall shoes. What could go wrong?
Yeah. It begins in a warehouse deep in the valley.
Which they were showing views like it was being filmed at the Standard in downtown.
Yeah, or like at the Ritz.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're literally in Van Nuys.
The street? I wrote down the street name. Strathern.
Yeah, that's a valley street if I've ever heard one.
Oh, my
God. And it
God.
Looked hot out there.
It looked disgusting. It was like... As soon as they walked outside to go to the motorcycle, it was just like, Jesus. Like,
yeah,
it's not even a good studio.
No, it was a wasteland. Yeah. It was like, there's a certain point in the valley where you drive long enough and it just becomes kind of like deserty almost. And it felt like that's where they were, like more like Sun Valley area where it's just like dusty.
Yeah, like concrete jungle, but everything is like the pavement went down 20 years ago and it's just been dusty since.
Yeah, and it's like you breathe, like I can smell and taste what your mouth tastes like with you breathe through your mouth out yeah. there. It's really not great.
If you blow your nose, dirt is
dirt comes out. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a dirt ring
yeah.
in the nostrils. Everyone's screaming at each other post Raquel, and Andy says that they should all take a break, and then James and Lisa sidebar and he's in shambles.
Also, I love that they pretend that they go on breaks.
Yeah,
I love that it's like, let's take a break. And then, but also keep rolling.
And then everyone still kind of like performs
because they're being followed by cameras. It's like, let's take a break. And then everyone that has like a camera that they're holding has to follow them back to the dressing room. And then all the other cameras are like still on Lisa and James.
Yeah. And so, but James felt like very like raw and honest.
He cries quite a bit this season.
He cries a lot. I'm just going to say this right now. This is going to be a podcast episode where I like defend James the entire time.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like I'm pretty team James
because
at this point.
He fucking hates everyone.
Because he hates everyone. He has a sad life and like a sad glimpse. We got a lot of glimpse into his like parental vibe, which yeah. is especially dark.
And I think he also does make poor decisions all the time.
Oh, he can't make a good decision to save his life.
Like, he knows all the issues, and then when presented with, a good choice and a bad choice, he'll take the bad choice every time.
Yeah. It's like self-harm,
I
think.
Big time, yeah.
Yeah. I wish him lots and lots of therapy.
Same.
And some, like, awakenings, because I think that he could still be, he's someone that would be fascinating to watch, whether or not he's being, like, a total asshole villain or, like, a happy-go-lucky sweetie pie.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they tried to give him, like, a rock bottom in taking out his, like, party, but that wasn't enough rock bottom for him to change.
No, I think he's going to have to lose it all.
Yeah.
Like, I think we might just be privy to, like, watching the rest of his life as he, like, hits new bottoms, like, every month or year.
Yeah. Like, he thinks that he's hitting it, but until he, like, really makes... Until he's, like, moved enough to really make a change.
Yeah.
Then it'll... And even, like, he started drinking again. I don't know.
I know. He has to be sober. Like, he has to... Like, he is a person that cannot, like, fuck with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. And he did it for a little bit, but then he was, like...
But it's always as, like, a strategy move. It's not really, like, authentic. And, like, he... As soon as he doesn't get what he wants, he goes right back to it. And it's just, like... That makes me sad because I'm like, damn, like you could have had it all. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sir.
We would have seen so many Tuesdays with him, but couldn't hack it.
Yeah.
Also, the like needing a shot to be on with people is like, that's just a therapy thing. He just needs to go to therapy for a while.
Yeah. He needs like, and it's weird that he gets held to like, a very different standard than everyone else, but that is just
the newest.
Yeah, he's the newest. He's young and like exciting. I think the audience really warms to him despite like his horrible actions.
Yeah, it's like watching a train wreck. You're just like, bad choice, bad choice, bad choice.
Yeah, but he feels more authentic than like a lot of the other cast does.
That's true. Because he really like has a tough run of things. And we don't see it for like a lot of the others, or like not to the same degree.
Yeah. Everyone screams at Sandoval in the dressing room, mm-hmm. which
you're not going to be the best man. Like, bro.
Yeah. Okay. What a threat.
Yeah. Honestly, relinquishing Jax's bachelor party and giving a speech is like, I would give that shit up in a second. I would purposely keep going in so I would not have to be the best man.
Yeah. No, that would be amazing. And like, I don't really go to weddings that much, but if I do, it's like I need to be paid to be there, or it needs to be like a lifelong best friend.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just like, mm-mm.
Why would you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, I've never been in a wedding party, but it seems like kind of a nightmare.
It's a lot. I mean, like, I have been in two weddings for like two really tight friends of mine, like best friend level. And like, I love and support them. But I really would not want to do it again for either. Like, I'm like, you get one time and then just leave me, like, just let me be.
Truly.
Because it's just a lot. It's like kind of, weddings are really annoying, I think, for everyone except the two people getting married.
Like, imagine Sheena getting married again. I think she would do it up just as big.
Oh, yeah. If not bigger.
Which is...
Because she would do it in that way to, like, make up for her, like, first marriage not working out.
Yeah.
And, like, she'd be like, that one doesn't count. And then, like, go even harder.
Yeah. She'd get the fluffiest dress.
Yeah.
And more photographers somehow.
And she should do, if she gets married again, like, instead of just a crop top, like, a full-blown Selena-style, like, bustier.
And I don't think it should be white. I think she should fully lean into a non-white second wedding dress.
She should do a black wedding dress.
I was thinking, well, it's Sheena, so she's going to do like a jewel tone.
Mm-hmm. Like an emerald green.
It's going to be a quinceañera dress. Honestly.
It definitely will be.
And I want that for her.
Yeah, I desperately want Sheena to meet her perfect match. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm curious to see what that even is and like who that even is, because I can't off the top of my head think of anyone. Like, I cannot picture Sheena with another human being in that way.
I mean, she's got to be the alpha. That's for sure. I think she just needs like a puppy dog.
But I don't know. I mean, do you think she and Shay would still be together if he hadn't had his like struggles?
Yes. Not that they were truly meant to be, but she just likes being married. Like, she wouldn't want to be single again, which is the basis of maybe the marriage, is that she just wanted to get married and like it didn't matter if he was the right person or not, because she was like,
it's time
to get married.
Yeah.
I feel like I am seeing friends that are in their 30s now that are just hyper focused on marriage, that I could see them doing a similar thing where like, he's not perfect, but I gotta do it.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus. Like,
the time has come.
Slow it. You don't have to do that.
No, that the key is like, you don't ever have to get married if you don't want to.
But I mean, people feel some pressure that I'm so glad I'm not like
that. Yeah, same.
It feels like a burden for them, which I think they recognize, but whatever.
Yeah. Except Sheena will never recognize.
No.
No.
Could not.
Yeah, I need to, like, I hope that she does end up getting, like, a spinoff or something where we get to see, like, her dating life, because I was really enthralled by, like, all the men that she was juggling.
A dating show. Bravo should give her, like, a Daisy of Love situation where she just goes through, they all live in the same house.
Yeah.
She comes to visit them. They do dumbass dates where, like, everyone has to physically prove themselves. She would love that.
Yeah. She would die for that.
Yeah. I think I'm going to call Andy.
Yeah. And Bravo hasn't done something like that.
Mm-mm.
Sheena kind of like, maybe she needs to transition to like a VH1.
Oh, yeah. She could do that.
Career. Easy. Yeah. Like, I feel like that could be a place where she could really get like her singing career and dating career off the ground in like a whole new way.
VH1 would be perfect for her.
Yeah. She'd be perfect for VH1.
Yeah.
Like, what has VH1 got going on now that's more important than Sheena?
Drag Race.
Oh, true.
But that's only because they just moved it from Logo.
Yeah, like, it didn't used to always be. It's not like a heritage VH1.
No. This is the first season that's on. VH1.
Yeah, so VH1 needs to import more goods.
Yeah.
Sign Shishu up.
Yes.
Jax sucks is just a note that I had. He sucks.
He's like playing a character.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem genuine. He only seems genuine when he's like screaming at someone.
Yeah, because he loves like he accessing like rage is like his go-to.
Yeah.
But like even when they come back from the break and he's like, people say our show isn't real. It's like, Jax, no one said that.
Yeah.
Like literally no one's ever said that. We say your show fucking sucks this season because y'all are fake ass bitches, but no one has said your show isn't real.
No, we all know it's maybe too real.
it's if anything too real.
Yeah, no one's like you. Yeah, none of that is contrived because they truly treat each other like that and like are doing sort of terrible things in relationships.
Yeah, and they always go out of their way to make a point and be like, this is our real life. Like mm-hmm. anytime that they were on like the previous iteration of this podcast or whatever, I was like, okay, yeah, like it's real. I get it. Like I'm creeped the fuck out by like how horrible you all are to each other and like this level of drama, like I can't compute it, but like amazing. Like go and like keep doing what you do so well.
I can't believe that they yell at each other so much. Like if someone yelled at me, that would be fucking it. Like that would truly be it. They are like in each other's faces screaming.
And they're always screaming at each other. And Kristen's like always screaming at someone too.
It's insane. Like do you have friends that just scream at you?
No, absolutely not.
It's insane that they all do that to each other and they all have that.
It takes me to get to a level of like rage in that way. Like you really have to troll me. But it has to be like over like a long period of time of you just like poking at me and pushing me over the ledge in order to like lose it, Jax Taylor style.
Yeah, they would have to do things that intentionally were aimed at you to like, they knew that that was annoying.
Yeah, not like just push like my buttons.
Living their life and it happens to bother someone where they're like, you said this 3 years ago about that person. It's like, why are we all screaming?
Yeah, no one can talk at like a regular voice level. And like, did you notice that throughout this episode, there was like, there were moments where certain people's mics were cut off, but then you could still hear them screaming like in the background.
I didn't notice that, but I'm glad that they did that. I mean, the poor audio guy on that show.
They would mute like stop. They muted Kristen a ton this episode because then I started being like, is Dodie muted again? Because I'd hear like someone screaming and see her flailing. And I was like, yeah, they muted Dodie because all she does, like what's amazing is she has nothing to talk about.
For sure.
Like, nothing's gone on this season. She, like, is with her, like, gross boyfriend.
She, like, fell over once in solving. And that was, like, the big drama for her.
Yeah, she, like, wears her slippery shoes and, like, giraffe walks around. But
she's
falling
always, though. So, like, yeah,
there's nothing new to check in with Dodie about. But she pipes up whenever she fucking can to weigh in on drama that has nothing whatsoever to do with her. And everyone took a stand and they were like, we're muting this bitch.
Yeah.
And I kind of love that.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I feel like they almost had to do that in like post where they were just like, cut her channel. Like,
oh, yeah, they did. It was like all, cause you can hear her in the background. I think she's being picked up on other people's mics.
For sure.
And, but then it's just like a light, a little sprinkling of a Dodie yell in the background.
She can't help herself.
She can't. And I love thinking about how probably mad she gets watching the reunion that she's muted because she remembers like what she was saying in each of those times.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you take to Twitter.
Yeah. I haven't followed a lot of them on like follow their Twitter journeys in a while.
Neither have
or like
I.
Checked in to see like what it is they're saying.
The only person I find myself checking in on is Jax because he's always like he comes up in things as like being an insane person. So
yeah.
I'll like, well, let's investigate. But otherwise, I mean, I can't imagine that there's anything too crazy going on there because they are all like hawks watching it.
Yeah. And like there's not, I mean, we got a lot from them, like I think after the reunion filmed where they were all like, that was the craziest reunion ever. And I was like, I'll believe it when I see it because I lost a lot of trust this season. Mm-hmm. But now It really is the craziest reunion ever.
Yeah. I mean, in a fun way.
Yeah. I wish they would do like 7 more reunion episodes.
I wish they'd kept Raquel there a little bit longer.
Yeah. She deserved like a seat at the table.
I really loved first, like her dress, her suggestion to Stassi again, like, you should have come to my puppy party.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stassi just like rolls her eyes and laughs. I loved that.
Yeah. Raquel's an angel. She didn't scream at all.
Well, yeah, she
doesn't raise her voice.
No,
she has one setting.
She truly has one setting.
I love it.
Oh God, I loved her glitter eye for that pride thing too. When being told that her boyfriend's cheating, and she's like, "Wait, you're telling me that?"
She's like, "Uh-oh. At Coachella, you and him had sex," and they're like, "Yes,
yeah, we just said that."
And they're like, "We've been fucking for 3 years."
Wait, so you're telling me? She's like, okay.
I'm Team Raquel, truly. I can't wait to see what she does with her new role at Sir.
I'm glad that they're putting her in the ring there.
Yeah, I think it'll be exciting. I feel like there's going to be changes next season as far as like new blood working at Sir, which I'm excited about. And I got like a gut feeling that Katie and Dodie might be off the show or like demoted in like the next 2-ish seasons,
which I would love.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
They're like no longer interesting.
Katie has never been interesting.
Tequila Katie did bring some fun moments.
Yeah, she did. That's right.
Ultimately was annoying as fuck. Mm-hmm. Do they listen to this podcast?
I don't know.
Okay.
But like, hey, if you do.
Yeah.
Thanks for the hit.
Yeah. my statement remains the same.
Yeah. I mean, I miss Tequila Katie because she was so at least entertaining, but just like non-Tequila Katie is a real, like, and I mean this in a way that just speaks to like her personality only, but she truly is a blob. Like what Lala said, like she brings just nothing to the table.
Yeah, she's like somehow high key, low energy.
Yeah.
And even if she's yelling, it feels like lethargic. I don't know. There's just like not a ton that's coming to the table here.
Yeah, there's not a lot of there. And I realized too, like, because after last week's episode, I was like, damn, I hate Katie like too much. Like, it makes me uncomfortable with like how much I don't like her. And so I went on a journey of like trying to like drum up empathy for her. So no, I like,
you can't forgive her handle on anything.
Yeah. I listened to her like on another podcast that was like not related to Vanderpump Rules. I was like, let's see what she has to say. I've met Katie like a bunch of times. Like I've podcasted with her. Like I pretty much know the drill, but I'm just trying to be like, maybe I've missed something and had maybe like these rose colored glasses. Yeah. So I listened to her and then I was like, damn, I still like really don't like her. And then I thought about it for a long time and I came to the conclusion that I think Katie just truly is like not a smart person, like might have just like a really low IQ. And like, that's why she is the way she is. Like, I think she just doesn't process, like she is, her inability to like clock why people are annoyed with her and then kind of like change her behavior based on that. Like, she always seems so miffed that like the audience watches this show and then like reacts negatively to her.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you watch yourself? If I was on camera and I came across like that, I'd be like, oh shit, like I need to make some changes. And she just is constantly like, it never processes. I think she's just dumb.
I think also in like the earlier seasons, the way that like she, Stassi, and Kristen all treated each other, like if I looked back on that time in my life and I was like, damn, I let people treat me like that, or like, it just seems all bad.
It's bad.
Like, I would watch that and be like, I am fucking up in my life.
Yeah. You rewatch like early episodes of Vanderpump Rules and see like the abuse that they put each other through. Like, things that they do, I'd be like, those are friendship enders. Like,
oh, that's big time.
The end of the line.
Yeah.
And then we don't speak again.
Mm-hmm.
But yet here they are like buying property next to each other and just like they're friends for life.
Which is also heartbreaking for me.
That they bought houses.
Yes.
Yeah.
That they own real estate. That's just, it hurts me personally.
Well, I understand, but I'm also like, you know, one of them is going to get their house like foreclosed on or like something is going to happen.
Yeah.
Like this isn't a long term game for a lot of them.
Sure.
And yeah, I think
the ones that could really like see it all the way through are Sandoval and Ariana.
Yeah, I think that they're going places.
Because like Sandoval, I think will take like a bigger role in Tom Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariana will, I don't know, she'll figure something out.
Yeah, I need Ariana's cocktail book to come out. Like I really need her to take some time and think about what it is she's passionate about and wants to do next. And then just like go full force into that
lean in.
Because like now is her time
100%.
And like they come off, they've played it just right to where it's like they're not aligned with either side. Like they're kind of their own entity as a couple, which I think is really smart because I feel like people on like the Jax and Katie and Kristen side are going to slowly get phased out.
Yeah, because even, like, I don't know who would be on any of those
people.
Yeah, like,
those monster sides.
I don't know who's, like, cheering on Schwartz and Katie or, like, cheering on Jax and Brittany.
I think that there are some, like, total freaks off the leash that, like, watch this show and think that that side is, like, goals, which is a true bone chiller.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I really think that I think it might be like a 50-50.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, no one should have that. Like, both of their relationships are things that, sort of like the friendships, like, I would never stand for that shit.
No. Jax is like, when you got like 17 magazine when you were young and read it and would read the story about like a girl who had an abusive boyfriend, like, he hits every single mark on like what an abusive relationship is.
Big time.
Yeah. And then Tom Schwartz and Katie's relationship is like, just like codependency 101.
Yeah.
Like it's a sad.
Neither of them are great with
it. It's a passionless.
Oh, big time.
Romance.
Yeah.
There's one point in the reunion where they kissed, but they just pressed their mouths against each other. Like they didn't even make like a lip move. It just like they
eyes
bumped
open.
Their heads. Yeah. She was like kind of thin lipped smiling and he was like, and then they just like pressed their faces against each other and went back to their seat.
And then they just go back.
Yeah.
I imagine that when they kiss, they just put their mouths together, both say bubba and that's it.
Yeah. Like how can they even like have sex? Like I just don't even buy that they have sex ever.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't really picture it.
That. I don't see that for them.
And I don't see them like having a baby anytime soon either.
The thing is, maybe they will.
I feel like I never underestimate what they're willing to do in hopes that it like saves their relationship. But like, I don't know. I just don't get a vibe that they're in like a stable enough place to have.
You don't have to be stable to have a baby. You can just, that can just happen whenever.
Like they will all have babies just to stay relevant and like keep being on the show. I think.
I don't think Ariana will. But
no,
I think
no,
the
no,
rest
not
of them will.
Tom and Ariana are on their also, own journey.
I don't think Kristen will have a baby.
No, I think Kristen. I mean, I think she's the first on the chopping block when it comes to like who's gonna get fired.
I mean, she has hardly been in this season,
and she tried hard to be in this season.
Also. They did in this reunion, they did a cut to her in her apartment when she wasn't invited to the whatever news thing party.
The Daily Mail party. Yeah.
When she had to sit at home and she was just laying in her bed eating a bowl of noodles.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, have you ever eaten noodle soup in bed? Like, that is insane to me.
Yeah, that is actually full blown 5150 material.
Yeah.
Like a horizontal, I get it, like, on the couch, but, like, couch, I think a bed is, like, a sacred no eating zone unless I'm in a hotel and I'm on the hotel's bed, and then you just go fucking crazy.
There's no bedroom in the hotel. The bedroom's, like, the also the living room and whatever. But, like, if you are in an apartment where you can eat in the kitchen, the living room, wherever, and you take that shit straight to your bed and it's noodles, like, I can't be in that home. Like, I can't trust anything there.
No, I can't abide by that kind of behavior either.
There's got to be, like, soup spillage in that bed.
Oh, it flecks off onto the pillow, and then you have, like, kind of salty broth-smelling pillows.
Yeah.
And then your dogs are up there, like, in your face, like, and you know that they're, like, probably licking on the pillows and stuff. It's just, like...
It's too many liquids.
That's gross.
Too many fluids on those pillows.
Yeah. Also, Lisa's excuse for why Kristen wasn't invited was very thin, and, like, I wasn't buying that.
Lisa, that makes no sense, and we all know it.
Yeah, you just hate Kristen Doty. Yeah, you can
just say it. Say, like, yeah, I didn't want you there.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Be honest.
She was doing gymnastics to explain why Kristen wasn't there.
Yeah. Lisa's been caught in several, like, lies, I feel like, over the course of this reunion.
Also over the course of, like, this year.
Yeah. Lisa is about to get, like, the covers pulled back.
Yeah.
And her scams revealed. But just, like, don't let Kristen have the last laugh. You should just be, like, real.
Yeah.
Andy trolls Jax and he goes, in what ways would you say you've changed? And then Jax is like, well, I just am not attacking people anymore, after he literally just attacked someone.
Ugh, I don't know what to even make of Jax. I don't know why. I mean, I guess my whole thing is, I don't know why these people are still, like, spending time together. But he is truly the worst one to me.
Yeah. He's, like, an unforgivable, like, it's just, I'm trying to, like, put my finger on why it's so, I think it's, like, he has now, and I think this kind of precedent started with the Witches of WeHo, where it was, like, if you disagree with us, like, you're out. So you either support us and, like, our delusions, or you have a separate opinion and we'll, like, destroy you collectively. But then that didn't, or, like, slowly but surely they, like, got Lala on their side. But then Jax does it in his own way too, which I think is, like, it just is something like a group dynamic that happens always on the show, which is, like, you either support my terrible behavior and don't call me out on anything, or else if you do, I'll just cut you out.
Yeah. Well, he is the number one guy in the group.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I think at this point, it, like, it's gonna be Sandoval.
Sandoval, but
he's,
like,
gonna be the most successful.
Sandoval is gonna be super successful.
And the rest of them, I can't speak to that.
I think if James got his shit together, he could be really successful. Because I think he's a talented DJ.
Is he?
Yeah. Like, I've heard him DJ on multiple occasions. I've been to multiple See You Next Tuesdays, and it was, like, the best party in West Hollywood.
Damn.
It was a true golden era. Sir has never seen it as good as they did when they had See You Next Tuesday.
Good. Well, also, I can't just go out on Tuesdays anymore.
I know. It's hard, but I managed to drag myself to Sir for 2 See You Next Tuesdays, and it was the best thing I'd ever done.
What about girls' night?
I fuck a girls' night. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to see, like, that. I'm like, no.
I don't need to see more women in lingerie.
No, I'm fine.
Like, I'm all set on that.
Yeah. And, like, See You Next Tuesday was, like, actually, like, you would go to Sir and it would be, like, a party. Like, James would be DJing. There would be, I mean, they have a teeny tiny little dance floor. Yeah, the dance floor is by the hostess stand. So you could literally, like, I picked up the phone one time and, like, you can, like, you could answer the phone at Sir. Yeah.
You're like, at 9 o'clock for 2? Got it.
But, like, it still felt like a party night where everyone was, like, interacting, like, getting drinks, dancing. And the what I gather from girls' night, from, like, the people I know that have gone, is, like, it's more like everyone's standing around and, like, trying to take pictures of, like, Katie and, like, Kristen. Or Kristen's not even there. So another reason not to go.
I figured that See You Next Tuesday was, like, a lot of looky-loos, which, like, I would absolutely do the same. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like people had fun.
People had a blast, like truly enjoying themselves. And then girls' night is like more of like a looky-loo, like just kind of, because there's no like music contingency aside from like DJ Mickey, the like house DJ at Sir, which is like a pass for me.
What about Billy's brunch? I would go to a Billy brunch.
I would go to a Billy brunch. I wouldn't be happy about it because you know the food is just going to be so awful.
Is it at Pump? Where do they
do it? Sir.
Oh my God. I cannot imagine brunching. I would maybe brunch at Pump.
Yeah.
Just for ambiance.
Mm-hmm.
But not at Sir.
Sir brings nothing to the table.
Nothing to the brunch table. That's for damn sure.
No, the thought of eating like an egg at Sir.
In the dark ass restaurant with like one candle lit and all the waitresses are wearing like a scarf.
Yeah. And like being handed the thought of like at 11 a.m. on like a Sunday where you're just like trying to vibe and it's like sunny and pretty outside, and then a waitress in a scarf dress hands you like a dirty menu with like plastic coated that has like salsa on it from the night before, and then you like have to get like a sulfury egg. That is like a real bummer.
Yeah.
And you know that that's what it's like there.
Oh, they got to move that to Pump then.
Yeah. They should move it to Tom Tom.
Well, Tom Tom can only fit so many people.
Pump, I know, but they're expanding next door. Oh, they bought the space next door. Now it's going to go. Tom Tom's going big, baby.
Sandoval's got this whole thing figured
out. He does have it all figured out.
I mean, like, I'm not sure that he knows that yet, but like, it'll happen.
Yeah. I'm excited for his future as like a restaurateur, mixologist,
yeah,
etc.
And like whatever suit color he wants to come in is fine with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for Tom Schwartz to be like let go from his responsibilities at Tom Tom.
Yeah, I don't. Well, and I don't know what his job is.
He doesn't know either.
Like, I don't know if he works at the restaurant. I don't know if he has like a different job that is like supporting him, or if his job is just being like a reality star.
I think it's just being a reality star. I mean, he probably banks like 20K an episode of Vanderpump Rules now, or at least like 15K, which isn't so bad. Yeah. And then like just can do that. And then he has the dual income from Katie. So they're probably like sitting relatively pretty.
Yeah. I mean, enough that they're getting a fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. No, it feels fine and it doesn't hurt my feelings.
Yeah, they're rich and we're all just still here.
Yeah.
Toiling.
Well, and then, so I have next on my thing, the Katie ultimatum, which is like her favorite thing. Also, is she said that everyone's been talking about her body forever.
Literally no one.
That's Jack saying, like, people say this show isn't real. It's just like, who do you think is talking, like... The thing is, they're like so in their world that she's like, everyone's saying it. That one person said it. And so everyone said it. It's like, you got to know more than 10 people.
Yeah. Like literally no one has said shit about your body. Like Lala said a bunch of shit about your body. And then 2 years later, James said some shit about your body. And like no one else has weighed in.
Yeah.
The only thing that anyone's weighed in on is like you wear really unflattering clothes,
yeah,
which she does.
Which is just choices that she's making.
Which is like a fashion choice.
Yeah.
Because you can dress great on any body.
Yeah.
So Katie is truly living in like a fantasy land. See, that's what
but
I think.
The ultimatum worked.
I know. But I think Lisa was pissed at it. Like she put Lisa in a position where Lisa's not going to say, she can't say no to that. So, and Lisa does not like being pinned in a corner by anyone.
No.
And so Katie is now on like,
off.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, I could see her and Kristen being let go in the next season real easy. That they'll just like.
Yeah, or just demoted friend of. They check in every couple, like they have one scene with the Bubbas in their new house and then they call it a day. I would personally love that. Mm-hmm. I never need to check in with Katie ever again on Vanderpump Rules.
They won't be in the opening scene, in like the opening credits. Can you imagine?
I can, and I love that world. That gives me hope for the journey ahead.
Yeah. What if Raquel is just splashing around a cocktail, whipping her big ass ponytail?
I think
around?
She will be in the opening credits next season, which
and
means
James
it's time
like,
to bump someone.
Throwing the record around.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately, Dodie would go first because she does not, like, work at Sur. And yeah. they would need to, like, make room for Raquel. But then I just feel like Katie's days are numbered.
I think if anyone's going to truly befriend Raquel, it's going to be Sheena.
Sheena is definitely, like, friendly with Raquel.
She's friendly with everyone.
Yeah. Sheena just wants everyone to be friends.
Yeah.
Sheena's like the true codependent who like can't set a boundary. So she's just like, everyone just get along, please. Yeah. And then like takes on a lot of that stress like herself.
Yeah.
She like, just it keeps her up at night everyone worrying.
To like her, everyone to like each other. It just needs to be everyone is cool with everything, which is like.
And no conflict.
And no conflict.
Yeah. It's because she's like the kind of person that will like look away from conflict, which is like why her marriage really didn't work.
Yeah.
She just like can't handle it.
Yeah.
I love Sheena.
I love her. I think she and Raquel are going to be great friends.
Yeah. I think if everyone is smart, they would kind of like start to befriend Raquel and try and turn her against James.
How old is Raquel?
I think she's like 23.
But she gets injections for that shit, right?
Oh, yeah. She got like whole new lips.
Okay. Because it looks...
Yeah,
wild.
She, like, I think last summer was when she got them, because I remember, like, going in to see you next Tuesday and being like, is that Raquel? And she had, like, her new lips. And I was like, damn.
Oh,
I mean, she really Lala's, didn't need to do that.
No, she really didn't. And Lala's lips are fucking next level insane to, like, she needs to chill.
But Lala looks gorgeous in this, like, reunion. Like, I can't take my eyes off of her.
It's because she has the world's most hypnotizing eye makeup always.
Yeah.
And the lips didn't need to be that big. Like, she's a gorgeous girl.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't need to go so extreme with it. I think it would be a little bit better if she, like, dialed it back. Because then she would just be like, all you would think is, like, she's gorgeous and not think about whatever work's being done.
Yeah. It's like, but she looks like an expensive housewife. Oh, yeah. Like, okay. She's really nailed that whole look.
Mm.
And for that, I'm, like, happy for her. But then otherwise, I'm like, God, Lala, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah. To look rich just based upon face mm-hmm. is, like...
She's face rich.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is... my aspiration. That is my skincare aspiration, is just to have like rich people skin.
Yeah.
And it's going poorly.
Let's see.
Let's see. I have Billy Lee. Well, when everyone started turning on Billy.
Oh yeah. Lisa. Well, Lisa says Jax is self-serving and that he knows his life will be better with Brittany in it. And then Ariana makes like a classic face because it's like, yeah, he does. Like, it is just a total selfishness. Like,
I don't know why. I mean, like, I guess I don't 100% understand him proposing, like why he was like, I should get married now. I think I don't know why he feels that way, because he shouldn't.
No.
And now he's gonna be in a Beauty and the Beast wedding, and I guess that's what he gets for haphazardly proposing marriage at a crab shack. Now he has to be the fucking beast.
Now he's the beast
at his own wedding.
Yeah. And I think it's like
number one beast in the group.
He's the number one beast in the group. I think it's like he really does view it in like a tit for tat. Like, those are what relationships are for him, is like, you do this for me, I'll do this for you.
Yeah.
And like transactional. But like, yeah, I think he's like secretly like very miserable at all the decisions he's made.
Oh, big time.
Because you see Brittany being like, I can't wait to be a mom. Lots of rooms in the house for babies. And like, there's something that happens in Jax's like face where it's just like he's in a K-hole of hell.
Yeah. He's like, he just switches off.
Yeah.
Like, no one's home there.
Mm-mm.
Except for when there's like the price of it. And then he's like, oh man, she's really taking me to the bank. And it's like, you don't have to be like the caricature of the husband.
Yeah, like a sitcom husband.
Yeah, he doesn't need to do that. But I think that he just, because he's like kind of a sociopath, that he just like emulates behavior that he sees. And so he's like, I'm getting married, I better act like this is crazy.
Yeah, he's like watches Friends and then like takes notes.
Yeah.
Which, side note, I was thinking like, okay, I was going down like the road, like of if Katie and Kristen get demoted or like are told that they're going to get demoted, like would this cast or like the OGs try and band together a la Friends to like basically say like, if you fire one of us, you fire all of us. But I don't think that they could actually successfully pull that off.
No, because I think that the OGs are like really Stassi, Kristen, Katie, Sandoval, Schwartz, and Jax, and like Jax, but he's yeah. in, he and Brittany can do whatever the fuck that they want. They're going to keep him on.
They have their own thing going. And I also don't think, I think that one of them, like if you offered one of them a more opportunity, they would immediately like walk away from that like agreement to stand with everyone else. Like,
really?
I think so. I think that they would like, if you, if Jax was like, told everyone like, yeah, I'll have your back, like I'll say that I'll quit if they like fire Katie or whatever, but then some, they were like, we'll pay you more money to be on the show, he'd be like, just kidding, I'm on the show.
Oh yeah, he'd be yeah. on the show in a second. Yeah. I feel like there's no loyalty for any of them.
No,
but I do think that in the coming like they're gonna have Billy, they're gonna have Raquel, now they have Brittany, like there's all these new people that are like, they're gonna have a show.
Yeah. They have also, that Erica girl. What's that her name? She was like the hostess at Sir who waited on James and Raquel and was like really bitchy to them.
I don't remember. But I also, Sheena will be in that group for sure. Like, yeah. Sheena's a, she, they'll just keep her because she's around.
Yeah. I think Sandoval and Ariana have been like cut out of Brittany's wedding party and Jax's Ooh. Wedding party. I think that they're not no longer involved in the wedding.
Because of James?
I think because of the reunion and like that they just haven't gotten on board with like the lies.
That's weird for Ariana. Like I can kind of see why Sandoval wouldn't want to be in that wedding party anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because who the fuck would want to be in that wedding party? But I think that like Ariana could still be like one of 100 bridesmaids.
Yeah, but I feel like it's like if one of them go, like it's like making a statement to both of them. Because you can't really cut one. Yeah, Kristen, oh, she would actually kill someone if she wasn't involved in that wedding.
Yeah, it's insane how many bridesmaids are happening.
Yeah, it's too many.
It's too many.
The Beauty and the Beast wedding is actually out of control. I think about that rose, her enchanted rose that she gave everyone every day.
Yeah.
I remember
everyone was like oohing and aahing over it.
Yeah.
There's going to be fucking candelabras at the wedding. And I wouldn't be surprised if they had little chipped cups.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to lean into this theme. It's going to be out of control. Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait. Lisa thinks Jax was a victim of Faith. Did you catch that moment where Lisa was like, I think he was actually more of a victim when they talked about like him and Faith?
Well, what was she saying about the camera or like a recorder?
Because Faith recorded them having sex. And then remember, at like last season.
Did she know that she was recording?
I don't think so.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up. But she recorded him talking about Brittany and his relationship and like how he like hated Brittany and like was so over her and wanted to break up with her and like saying all the shit about her. And then like sent the recording to some of the other cast. Remember when they played it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like that was part of the like Jax seduction. But like I don't think that Jax, like I don't view him as a victim of Faith.
No, because he still made the decision to have sex with her.
Yeah.
And like recording aside, which is super fucked up, like he still made that choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, I think that she probably did him, like, pretty dirty in recording it.
Yeah.
But also,
he's a fucking idiot. She probably, like, had her phone out and, like, pushed record right in front of him. And he, like, didn't clock it.
He was like, hold on. I just need to press record really quick. I'm going to be back in a sec.
Yeah, and then she's like, what? Can I record you? And he's like, sure, whatever.
Obviously.
Yeah. And, like, he probably played along with it. And like gave her a whole interview and then acted like he had no idea what was happening.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
One like hand out.
A video of him actually taking the recording.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if he actually did and then tried to blame it on Faith.
I would love that for him.
James shits on Stassi's book, which I really enjoyed when he was like, when Andy's like, do you think Jax has changed? And then he's like, yeah, but then he's like, yeah, good but job. Like, I couldn't tell if he was like being real or then if he wasn't.
Was being real that Jax has changed, but he's like, but that's just because like, I don't really care about it, but like, I see it because I'm around, just like Stassi's book. I know it exists because I'm like around, but I don't care about it. It was just like, yes, I know that he's changed. I acknowledge it, but also like, I don't really need to have an opinion on it. I just see it and like, whatever. I don't care about it.
Yeah. I was living for that moment.
Yeah.
It's at the Grove. Yeah, I know it's at the Grove. Will I be at the Grove? Maybe, but I won't go in there and see it.
Yeah.
Really good.
Which I would, I don't know that I would go to that. Maybe I would.
Her like
go.
Book signing? You did go to her book signing?
I went to, what was it called? Hiding from Reality, the Taylor Armstrong book.
Oh my God. When she was at the Grove?
Mm-hmm.
That's Mage. Yeah. Was it fun?
No.
It was dark. Taylor was Armstrong dark. Is a tragic character.
Yeah. And she like really took a liking to my friend that was there. It was great.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was dark, but it was great.
What did she say to your friend?
She just thought he was like real cute and like wanted, like when he was like, can I get a photo? She's like, oh my God, yes. Like you're so cute and da da da. And it was just like, what is happening?
Too much.
Yeah.
Was she, this was like post Russell's untimely death?
I don't think so. No, no, I take it back. That was in the book. Yes. It
yeah.
was after.
Wait, also a dark RIP. I don't know if you saw this, but. Okay, do you remember Charles McMansion, Sandoval's band, that did the song Touch in Public?
Okay, yeah.
And it was him and this other guy, Isaac Cappy, that was like his other bandmate. It was just the two of them. Isaac died.
Recently?
Like yesterday or some shit.
Oh, damn.
He died like he jumped off a bridge in Arizona.
Damn.
He had really taken a dark turn. He was like part of that QAnon, like kind of culty, far right wing, like truther, Trump supporter cult or something.
And then he just decided.
He just really decided he'd had enough. And then I guess threw himself off a bridge in Arizona.
Wow. I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah, but also just so like, sad.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with it. It's just like. That's, I mean, and then like, we're gonna probably see it all play out, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they'll like talk about it. I feel like he and Sandoval like probably weren't super tight anymore, but
still, if like,
but yeah, that's like
someone, you know, passes and especially like intentionally, it's like, it still fucks you up a little bit.
Yeah. So
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Isaac Cappy. Play Touch in Public and think of you.
Mm-hmm.
Lala and Ariana take a trip down memory lane of their hookup, and Schwartz gets like uncomfortably turned on.
Yeah, he does.
Like, not okay.
She didn't say like, will you come in the back seat? She was like, get in the back seat. And then he was like, okay. Like, he was like,
oh, I like that.
He didn't even mean to respond in that way. It just happened. Like, you could tell he didn't mean to make a face or like say it or like no thoughts happened. He just, it happened to him.
Yeah. And like, he said maybe four things in this entire reunion episode, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
Mm. And then Lala says she told her mom that she ate Ariana's cookie.
Insane.
Which is like, I can't even imagine.
Who is her mother?
Her mom goes, you are so bad. Like, what the fuck?
What is that family?
And then Lala, the way she talks about sex, it's like, I just like can't deal. No. I can't handle people that like refer to like penises and vaginas as like
pee-pees
and BBs.
Like,
it's like, you're not 3 years old.
And it's not cute.
No. It's not even cute when you're like three.
No.
It's just like, don't call it that.
It's just weird. It's just like, honestly, it's just weird.
It's part of her like baby cosplay that she does.
I hate when people do that.
I think that she really like the kink in her and Randall's relationship is a lot. Is she's a little baby.
Mm-hmm. I mean, with her bottle and shit.
With her bottle. And then she's like, do you want me to touch your pee-pee? And it's like, this is really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, not like, to like fetish shame anyone. You please, by all means, like do your thing. But like, let's just be real about this.
And if, I mean,
if you're having like a person to person conversation, just like leave the baby out of it.
Yeah. You can talk about your sex life, but like, we don't need to know the child talk you use.
Yeah. I ate her cookie. Never in my life.
Never.
Have I said that.
No.
Nor will I.
It's strictly a Fred Durst thing.
Andy takes this really important moment to shed light on Brittany and Kristen finally telling the truth about their hookup, which is like, we all knew it happened, but Brittany had never, like, I feel like the where we last left it, it was just like she wouldn't answer whether or not it had happened or denied that it happened. And then this time she's like, well, I don't recall what happened, but like, I do remember like we made out and we touched boobs, which is more than she would say last time, which leads me to believe that they fully had lesbian sex. Because historically, any time that you ask someone, especially on this show, like, if you're like, did you fuck them? Did you fuck them? They're like, no, no, no. And then they're like, we just made out.
Yeah, we first based.
Yeah,
but like, you fucked. Nothing past first base. Mm-mm. I can't admit to that.
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't even know like how to look into that. There I guess ultimately, like, I don't care about any Britney relationships.
Yeah.
But it's just also like, just come clean.
Yeah. Ariana and Stassi are friends now. And I think it's the best move that Stassi's ever made.
Stassi this season is like having her redemption tour.
Yeah. Like
Bo is great. And I'm actually jealous of their, like, that she found her other.
Yeah.
She's like being somewhat normal. Her extensions they did look good.
Yeah, they looked great.
And she's like kind of getting it together and has like a good partner.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to, the shit with the mom needs to like calm it down, but
yeah. But I think like aligning herself with Ariana is like
the move.
Yeah, totally. Cause it makes her seem like she has, like, if Ariana is giving you her approval, then it means that you're like a good person.
Yeah, she's more than just a witch of WeHo.
Mm-hmm.
She can also be an ice queen at her birthday.
Yeah. And I feel like they take like a turn into talking about like the success of Tom Tom. And then Jax tells a story about Lady Gaga asking to see Britney's boobs that I think is completely fake.
Well, yeah, because he's like, Lady Gaga asked for the doctor. Bitch, Lady Gaga is not asking Jax Taylor about Britney's surgeon.
Also, she wouldn't need to ask about the surgeon because we saw the surgeon on TV. It's Dr. Lakey, who does all of Jax and Britney's plastic surgery. So if you're a fan of Vanderpump Rules, you already know that and you would never ask. And he's a liar. I was like, you're lying.
What did he do on Jax besides the nose?
He does like his injectables and stuff like that. Okay. He's always going into Lakey's office.
Got it.
It's like his man crush, too.
I mean, fair.
Lakey's hot.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Sandoval takes Andy for a ride in his motorcycle.
It was so sweet and so like you, the way that it all happened was like, yeah, even if you wrote that, you'd be like, it's too on the nose.
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable.
It was like, well, he's got the helmet for you, which was like very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course it crapped out.
But I'm like, did he ride the motorcycle over there? Did he like load it onto a truck? And then it like was delivered there.
He said that it didn't work because he doesn't ride it enough. So it must have been like delivered.
Because they rode the motorcycle and then it broke down. And then like a little motorcycle helper guy came to like figure out what was wrong with it. But I was like, do you have a motorcycle assistant that just like comes with you whenever you bring this motorcycle out? Like, I feel like this was a really bad investment for Sandoval. Like he pretty much just like burned 15 to 18K.
I think it was worth it 100%. like that money gone is worth it. However, I think that the guy that came out was probably like someone that was working on the show that's like, I have a motorcycle, I'll like try to help.
I'll look
it.
Into this, yeah.
And then he was like, no. And then Andy was like pushing it with him.
But then
Andy left and then
Sandoval
was like, sorry, dude.
And Andy was like, and then just walked away, which I felt like uncomfortable. Like, I was like, this isn't right.
Yeah, like, they both need to exit together.
Yeah. Sandoval tried to exit with him, but then I was like, is he just going to leave his motorcycle in the street? And then I think Sandoval realized he can't exit with Andy. So then he was like, he played it off. Like, he does a good job of, like, not losing his cool in that situation. I would have, like, I wouldn't be able to handle that.
I would have been asking for like every person on the crew that was able to help me to like figure this shit out.
Yeah. I would have been like pulled one of those things where it's like, can you just stop filming for a second and like help me with my motorcycle? Like I would have just gone into like full blown like flip out mode where I like start talking like too intensely to people and like in a way that would make them film more and then make me look like more of a bitch.
Yeah, I think I would just like start calling for help or just like pull it over to the side of the road and be like, Andy, why the fuck did you walk away from me? I thought we were cool. I thought it was I thought it was so fucking weird that Andy couldn't like
hang out for a second
spend
and just like help.
5 minutes to like make sure it was fine and that they like went back to the studio together.
Yeah,
you're both gonna have to go back to the studio.
He left and just was checking his phone in the middle of the street
in wherever the fuck that thing was.
In hell Sun Valley,
in a hellish lot. It was wild.
Yeah,
I don't know why Andy walked away.
It was
the most confusing part.
It was really bizarre. I think everyone, it didn't, there's not a viewer who it sat well with.
No. I think Andy needed to, I think Andy needs to go on an apology tour for that one.
Yeah, he owes Sandoval an apology.
Yeah.
Or at least like an explanation.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about Stassi's national holiday. And then there was a really awkward moment where like Lisa brings up her own national holiday.
I have a holiday
in Beverly Hills, which is like, okay, then it's not a holiday.
Yeah.
Like, and Stassi's also, is like America wide or whatever.
And it sounds like Lisa's day is named after her.
Yeah.
Whereas like Stassi's was like, everyone can participate. It's not just like a day about me, it's about this bigger thing. And Lisa's truly sounds like it's hyper local and it's her name.
And also it's probably related to Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine.
Oh God.
And you know that it's related to that. It and is. So she just like declared it herself and it's not an actual day, and then everyone has to like kind of pretend that they care, and then Lisa's like, Stassi's like, happy belated. And then Lisa's like, I don't even know where I was. I guess I was out of town or something like that. And it's like, why did you do this? Like, you're, Lisa's like now acting like she has to compete with the cast of Vanderpump Rules. And it's really scary to watch.
I mean, she did put all those rhinestones on that blazer. She's like, if they're all going to wear sequins and show their tits, I've got to get some red rhinestones on this
lapel
black blazer
ASAP. I kept wondering, like, is her hair gonna, like, does it stick onto them or get like tangled in the rhinestones?
I would think that it wouldn't, but now that you're bringing it up, very possible.
Like, you know when one hair gets stuck in like a button or something, it's like a teeny little like prick pull. I feel like that happens to her with that blazer, or I know that would happen to me with that blazer.
Yeah, well, she's also wearing those fucking collars all the time. I feel like that's her like normal state, is having one hair pulled out all the time.
Yeah,
and that's just like fueling her,
and like so restrictive around the neck.
Yeah,
yeah,
which I subscribe to myself, so I can't even be,
you love like
a
pussy bow restriction
I love a high neck. I rarely wear anything that goes lower than a crew neck.
Wow, love that.
Devoted.
You and Lisa are devoted to like just an enclosed neck journey.
Yeah, we're like Diane Keaton kind of.
Totally.
Yeah,
I saw Palms last night.
Palms?
Diane Keaton's new movie about being a cheerleader.
No. What?
I highly recommend it.
I saw Book Club in theaters.
Same. I own Book Club on DVD.
Well, now it's on, I think it's on Netflix.
I know.
And I cannot wait to watch it again.
One of the best movies of last year.
I loved it.
I loved it. And I loved Palms. And was it as good as Book Club? Absolutely not. But it,
I'll still give it a try.
Felt like a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
Oh, I can't wait to rewatch Book Club.
Yeah. This is not an ad. I just am like really want everyone to see Palms.
Yeah. I brought my friend to Book Club who genuinely did not think that she would like it. She was crying at the end.
Yeah.
She was like, I actually loved that. And I was like, I know, you're crying.
It's a fantastic movie. Yeah. It's a comedy.
It's, and Jane Fonda. Oh my God.
Jane Fonda and Candace Bergen. She kills it.
Everyone was great.
Yeah. Everyone really did what they were born to do in that movie. I hope that they make a sequel.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Wouldn't
second
that
chapter.
Yeah, Book Club 2.
Book Club Chapter 2.
Yeah. Oh, you nailed it.
Writes itself.
Wow. I got chills. Katie is talking in like a weird voice. Did you notice this? Like when she goes on her My Body diatribe and then like starts like defending herself, something happened with like her speech where it just felt like it was out of character or something.
I always think that Katie sounds like a little odd. She's either like yelling or she's saying something that sounds rehearsed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the whole body thing sounded rehearsed.
Yeah.
But I think she's always like a little off.
Yeah, it dropped into some sort of like lilt that I couldn't put my finger on, but I was just like, this is a different voice than you had like 20 minutes ago.
Which is sort of Lala's move, I feel like.
Yeah. And then Sandoval's awakening happens at that point in the episode where he just like screams that everyone's a hypocrite. And I was like,
he was right.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. And I'm here for Sandoval divorcing himself from Jax.
Yeah.
And taking a stand.
I loved it. Also, like, fuck that wedding party. Fuck Jax for trying to hold that over his head. Is like, if you don't, like, act right towards me during this reunion, I'm going to kick you out of the wedding party. It's like, great. I'm going to still speak my truth, and I don't care about your wedding party.
Yeah.
Which is a boss-ass move in that tiny suit.
So boss. And his, like, little short, his, like, capri pants.
Yeah, I love it.
I think they need to, like, force the cast next season to just all film together no matter what.
Well, the whole season's gonna be the wedding.
Yeah, you think so?
I mean, it's Beauty and the Beast theme.
I thought that they were gonna do, like, because they're getting married it's at the end of June. I don't know when they start filming. They might already be filming.
I mean, I would think that they would film around that wedding.
Fuck. I was hoping and praying that that wedding would just, like, take place mid-season so we wouldn't have to do, like, another season 5 where, like, the whole thing was, like, building up to Tom and Katie's wedding.
I don't know that it'll be a full season.
Hopefully.
I don't know that it's interesting enough. Although, Brittany's family, I do like them.
Did you watch Jax and Brittany take Kentucky?
No.
Oh, if you like her family, you're in for a treat there, because it's all about her family and hot dad, Don.
You think he's hot?
Yeah. Okay. Take a stand for Don. I'm a Don head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just like that they are unabashedly themselves,
mm-hmm.
and that they all fucking hate Jax.
Yeah. I love that. That's, like, part of, I think, my boner for Don is, like, his hatred of Jax.
Open.
Yeah.
Cannot, like, hold it in. Can't just, like, well, I mean, Jax makes it very hard.
Yeah. But then you see in Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky, like, Jax pays for the in vitro for, like, Brittany's.
Maybe I did see this. He, like, made a big deal about paying for shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he, like, pays and then, like, tries to gaslight Brittany the entire time by, like, telling her family that she's lost her spark.
Is this, like, in the barn party?
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen this. Never mind, I've seen it.
Wait, I love it. You've watched the whole season. You're like, did I see that? It was really
it a season?
It was like 6 episodes or maybe more. I can't remember really. It was so bad and, like, just dark, but not even in, like, a fun way. Just in, like, a damn, this sucks way.
Yeah.
Billie Lee comes out and she says, it's very hard dating as a trans woman, but she's putting out good vibes.
But also she dated Lisa's son, which is, like, I cannot imagine, like, dating my boss's kid. I feel like that makes for such a fucking weird dynamic.
Yeah, I'm like, that was not a great choice.
Not a great choice. I mean, Lisa was like, it seemed like it all went fine because the relationship didn't, like, grow
into anything else. Yeah,
if it had, it would be fucked up, but it didn't, so, like, whatever, the vibes are out.
Yeah, but when Billy's like, I'm putting out good vibes, I was like, honey, you're definitely not putting out good vibes. Like, her vibes are really bad, but I'm here for it.
Yeah,
like,
bad vibes.
She's ready to, like, cause drama and, like, she'll do whatever it takes, which I appreciate, but I'm kind of, like, terrified of her.
Oh, I wouldn't want to cross her.
No.
Because she seems like she will just tear you down.
She has, like, kind of, like, a shark eye thing where she just is, like, it's, like, the eyes that don't, like, where do they begin and end? Like, they're just seeing, but not really, like, acknowledging. I don't know how to describe it, but the energy is really,
it's like an anxious energy.
Yeah,
it's like there's always gonna be, like, some sort of, I feel like she could always get set off.
Yeah, and she's like, she's really thirsty for camera time because she has that one moment where she's like, I would, if, like, I can get promoted, I can't be a hostess forever. And I was like, woo, you.
Lala's a hostess and she's getting lots of camera time.
Yeah. But Lala's like a fake hostess.
Well, yeah.
Like, she films, like, one scene, like, sitting at the hostess stand and, like, pretends to answer one phone call. And then she's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, she's like, I can't take a reservation. Like, I don't know how.
Like, she's showing up to her hostess job with a Birkin. It's like, no.
Nothing's checking out.
No, I like it when she wore that bra and Lisa was like, you can't do this. And she's like, well, that really bums me out. And then it's like
a lot of them do shit that I'm like, you're still at work. Yeah. Like, just showing up to work in a bra and then telling your boss like, well, I like it, is fucking wild.
But and, like, she, it's fine, she doesn't actually work there.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, if she was anyone else, no, I think Sheena would get away with it. But most of, like, most people could never get away with that.
Remember the season where Sheena just was injured every time she showed up to work?
Yeah.
That was iconic.
Yeah.
I miss Sheena's, like, injuries.
I do. It kept it spicy.
Yeah. She knows how to, like, deliver the entertainment we seek. But yeah, Billie Lee hooked up with Max, and then she tries to kind of, like, stand up for herself. It did make me uncomfortable the way everyone just like kind of ganged up on her and like wouldn't let her talk.
Yeah,
because it's like, if you're going to make a big deal about having a trans character or person on the show, you should then give them a platform to like say what it is, even though I don't think that they were trying to like exclude her from Girls Night.
I don't think so either. I don't think anyone thought that. And I don't think that she even really thought that.
No, I think she thought it was just like, this is a good way to like get drama started and like get a storyline.
Yeah.
And she can't back down from that once she's put that out there. So she kind of has to like hold to that. And like the bonus of that, I guess, is that you would be just bringing up like, this is something that a lot of trans people experience. Yeah. And like, just have awareness of that. So there is like kind of a good payoff of that.
I felt
fake
like,
drama.
Yeah, it was fake drama, but it was like somehow altruistic, which in which case I'm like, okay, like I don't think that the problem that you started was actually a problem, but where it landed, I think I'm okay with.
Yeah, like I'm in.
Yeah.
Freedom fighter.
Like
Billie Lee
made a great point, like got political on it.
Yeah. And like, but then there's this weird moment where she's like, Lisa basically like forces her to say that everyone's been supportive of her at the restaurant, which I was like, ooh, that felt like kind of weird and loaded to me.
Because Lisa does like so much West Hollywood and all of like most of her restaurants are West Hollywood. Lisa really needs to be like aligned with LGBTQ.
Yeah.
So like anything that would take that away from her, you can see her like tense up.
Mm-hmm. But then it was like, I just felt like there was no room to have any sort of like nuanced conversation about like what Billie Lee's experiences were. The message was, you say now on camera that every single person in this room has been supportive of you, and then you can go. And we'll see you next season.
I don't know that that group is ready to ever have a nuanced conversation. They're taking shots in back while they're at break. So I just feel like it's not going to hit.
No. And like they don't understand it anyways. So it's just better to like not go there.
I don't think that you can tell people that have been hot their entire lives about struggle and have them like understand it.
Their lack of like emotional intelligence never fails to shock me.
Right.
And like the fact that they can't empathize with anyone else's journey, like it's always just like a selfish, like motivated, like what about me and what I'm going through kind of vibe from all of them is like, I just don't know. I mean, I know people that are like that, but like, I don't really hang out with people that are like that.
Right. It's really hard to like be on their side for any argument that they're going to bring up.
Yeah.
Which I think it came up with like, Ariana was like, yeah, my dad died and you guys all made fun of me for being sad.
Mm-hmm.
And Jax said something like, especially cruel. And then he was like, oh, I guess that's karma for me. And it was like, I don't
know. That's not what she was talking about.
Wild.
Yeah. He was like, I guess karma got me in the end. Cause like, look at me. And it's like, okay, no, like that's not actually how life works either.
No.
Like parents will pass away. That's just like a fact of life. And it has nothing to do with, like, you being mean to Ariana.
Yeah. I mean, it was such a... Well, he has to make everything about him, so yeah, I'm sure.
The way that they just forget about anything that happened in the past, like, they really do live in the present only.
Which is, like, very Eckhart Tolle of them, but it feels unintentional.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, they... I think it's, like, they've blacked out so much that they don't really remember.
It's more like a goldfish than it is, like, a...
Yeah, it's, like, a five-second memory span. Yeah. They can remember anything like someone on the outs with them has done. But when it comes to their own actions, it's just like, we've literally never done. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Their entire trip to wherever, to Mexico is like, I can't recall that.
No, I can't. I don't recall. I love Britney's. I don't recall that happening, but I do think that we made out and I do remember touching boobs. But other than that, I just don't recall it, which is like a classic. Yeah. James schools Katie, and I didn't know that he had 67 See You Next Tuesdays. So for like a year and some change, he was DJing at Sir every Tuesday night.
Which, like, good on him.
Yeah.
Doing anything every week for a year.
Is hard.
It's hard, especially like keep it interesting. So like, I mean, granted, it's different that he is like playing music every week, but still, like, that's a dedicated thing that he like plans all the time and like
and promoted,
dialed it in, and
yeah, and got it done.
Yeah.
And then when he yells at her and he's like, oh really, I'll see you next Tuesday, and then she just like could not come back with any sort of clap
back.
She just
repeated it back. She was like, I'll see you next Tuesday. It was just like, can you come up with literally anything? No.
You could even just say, like, shut the fuck up, skinny boy, or something like that.
More original.
Yeah. I was just like, damn, Katie stumped again. All you have to do is, like, shout at her or something like that, and there's just no comeback.
I think it's so funny when people, like, if they get insulted, they'll just repeat whatever. Like, there's no next step. It's just...
I'm pretty bad at like in a quick insult situation. Like if someone was to do that to me, I'd probably pull a Katie and then be like, and then later I'd think like, but damn it, I should have said this. That would have been the most amazing thing. But like in the moment, unless I'm like truly enraged.
But she has like years of rage that she has a million things that she could say to him.
Yeah.
Because she like genuinely hates him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she has thought every mean thing about him.
Totally. But it's like she is trying to play this like weight card in such a way, like she's so focused on like making that's
her agenda.
Yeah, that's the agenda, where it's like if she was to go and say mean thing, like where the truth is she's just like, I fucking hate James and I wanted to fuck with him, so I did this and that was the easiest way and I was done with it, which like
it worked.
Yeah, it worked. But she can't be honest about it because then it's like she doesn't get to pull the like body image card.
I feel like the two are somewhat like as actual item, like they're kind of separate.
Yeah.
Well, they are separate. Like there's one side where she wants to make this thing about like body positivity, which is like, okay. Yeah. But also like at the expense of James, which also doesn't sit well. And like, granted, James kind of digs his own grave all the time. She's not helping at all.
No, and I feel like it would have been way more powerful of her to like, if she had just been like, yeah, fuck you, like you're a piece of shit, I don't care, and then like go wear a mini skirt and like get blowouts or like do something that's like celebrating herself rather than just like dedicate her life to taking someone down in the name of like body positivity.
Yeah, I mean, Kristen, that's like they just get hyper focused on ruining people.
Mm-hmm.
And like sometimes they have like the facade of a good altruistic thing, but mostly they're just like snipers going after whatever, like whoever it is that season. And then they can't even like take themselves out of it to see what it looks like.
No.
Like I think watching the reunion back, she probably doesn't see that.
No, I think she thinks like she's really proud of herself still.
Yeah.
And like Britney, when Britney's screaming at people with like her possum face, and
that
like
was
wild.
It's insane. Like, we've never seen that side. And then Britney's narrative is like, I'm standing up for myself for the first time ever. And like, it's great. And it's like, no, you're like, you've just sunk to you've sunk to Jax's level.
Yeah. She's had two moments that were great. Like the one where everyone's talking about Jax and she just up and leaves the apartment. Mm-hmm. That was wild. And then we saw her scream when Jax cheated on her.
Yeah. But
like, otherwise she's been pretty even keeled, even though he's like a real piece of shit. It was like so weird that she was lashing out against not Jax.
Yeah. It's like, it's jarring.
Yeah.
But I think this is like what we're going to get from her now, which I'm excited about. Because I feel like with Jax, it's like, if you can't beat him, join him. So it's like, she's never really going to get him to be the kind of man that she wants. And like, so
would you join Jax?
I think that that's your only choice if you're that in that situation. Like, what other choice does she have? She would break up with him, or
maybe she'll beat
like,
him in the long run.
Yeah,
she's joining now.
She's
to have
joining
true
now
defeat to, later.
To just fully fuck him over later. Yeah,
it's a long play.
Wouldn't that be amazing if, like, in 10 years we're still like watching this show? I'm still podcasting about it, but like Britney finally pulls like the rug out from under him. Mm-hmm. And then in like a reunion she's like, when you cheated on me, I made a plan, and like just takes you step by step in like a flat, and you get like the Bravo flashbacks. Yeah. Of how she calculated to just like fuck Jax over.
I want it to be like a Gone Girl level of planning where like shit is planted ahead of time.
Yeah.
There's cash in a pillowcase at an undisclosed location. Like,
mm-hmm.
Everything has been planned for years.
Yeah.
That would be cool to me.
That she did it like all on her own, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
Like tricked everyone else in the group to like, and like even like allegiances or like side fights that happen were like orchestrated as like subterfuge to like distract Jax from like the truth. And yeah. Then she just like reveals all and then takes her mic off and like drops it, mm-hmm. and like pulls a wig off and her hair is like red underneath or
oh
something.
Oh my God. I would, and it's curly. I would yeah. love that.
Yeah. And then just walks off and you never hear from her again. She like quits all reality TV and that's just like the end.
Yeah. It was all just to fuck him over.
That would be, I got like scalp chills.
If she joined the show specifically to do this, she was like, I'm going to get on that show. I'm going to ruin that man long term,
mama. And mm-hmm. she like she met him in Vegas and then she realized like her mission in yeah. life is to destroy him. But it will take 15 years.
We're gonna start a cheese company. It's gonna be called Meemaw's Cheese. It's gonna be a long haul.
She's like, we started a company together. You liked my mama's beer cheese. And so we created an LLC and you put this money into it and I put this money into it. And then unbeknownst to you, I linked it to your business bank account and all your credit. And like, it just like yeah. sinks his credit score.
The only thing that wouldn't be the conniving moment is she'd be like, but the Beauty and the Beast wedding was for me. I did enjoy that. That would be like her one thing where she's like, that was not a lie. I wanted that.
No, I did. I really wanted that. That was my dream. Yeah. So thank you for giving me yeah. that. Yeah. Like an earnest like nod to like their relationship.
I wanted that rose underneath a glass.
I need to know where she got the enchanted rose from. I know. Like, okay, there's a lot of different options, though. Like, there's some on Amazon, but then I walked by a store in Beverly Hills that was down the street from Villa Blanca that was, like, an enchanted rose store. Like, I think it's a kind of store that just sells that kind of...
sells dumb shit, too.
It was called, like, Just Roses, and you look inside, it's, like, roses, and then they had some under a glass, and then I saw some woman, like, walking with, like, three roses under a glass dome, and I was like, is this the enchanted rose store?
That is so Beverly Hills on a level that, like, it's a pre-cut rose. It's going to die. And it's yeah. going to die this week.
Mm-hmm. And, in 2 days.
Yeah. And yeah. it's, like, not only not in water or, like, has the tiniest bit of water, but also it's under glass. Like,
it's
there's
suspended.
No oxygen exchange happening. That is the most Beverly Hills shit in the world.
Just roses.
Yeah. Just roses under glass on top of like a wooden plate.
Yeah.
And it's going to die. But like when you're presented with it, you're it's like, going to feel campy. Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if they spray them with something like, you know, that in like
Windex.
Yeah. I'm so like, I need to know more about Just Roses. I should have gone into the store and like investigated.
It would only make sense if they did like a very convincing wax rose.
Yeah.
That's the only way I could sort that.
But
mentally.
Where do you then put it in your house?
Trash can.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't like have someone come over and then...
And you're like, this is when Brittany and Jax got married. Do you ever watch Vanderpump Rules? And then they're like, no. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, me neither. What?
Yeah.
I mean, even to like that there's a full store of that, that like people get those.
Yeah.
And gift them.
It's really... Yeah.
I can't. If I walked into someone's house and they had one of those, I'd turn right around.
Mm-hmm. I'd just be like, now I only associate it with Vanderpump Rules.
Or I would smash it. I think that would be fun.
It'd be fun to like do like a softball type of pitch with one and oh, then just yeah. like a baseball bat smash. Yeah. Like a rage room filled with enchanted roses.
You know how there's that event every year where people bring like toys and stuff to the batting cages to like take revenge on their childhood?
What? There is this event? What is this event?
It's like, I think it's like a bunch of TV writers. My friend brought his Teddy Ruxpin from childhood that he fucking hated. And he just destroyed it. And everyone was just destroying shit.
Oh, my God. Like, all their childhood toys?
Just, like, a bad memory they would bring.
Okay, cool.
For him, it was the Teddy Ruxpin.
Gotcha.
But it could really be, like...
It can be anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haunts you.
Awesome. I have a lot of that stuff. So that contextualizes it in a much wider way.
Yeah. I'm bringing that rose.
Get, like, a shard of glass, like, flies into your neck.
Worth it.
Yeah. Just a small scratch.
Yeah.
Lala fights with people and then always leaves. And then when Andy asks her like why she won't just like have a conversation with anyone, she's like, it's just exhausting to have to school people on life.
She's baby.
Yeah. And Billie Lee, you can just see her like neck tensing up, but she just like keeps it quiet.
Yeah. I wanted for like, why can't you do it? I want her to just go, I'm baby.
I'm baby. Pee-pee in the BB?
Cookie.
Lala says she also claims she wasn't being aggressive with Billie
Lee. Oh, my gosh.
Which is
so,
insane.
That is... She was beyond.
Yeah.
Again, if anyone had any sort of that energy towards me, I don't know. I don't think I would ever recover.
That would be a lot. I'd be like... I'd talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
I'd be like... You know what happened with me and Lala, right? Like, she literally screamed at me and called me a hoe.
I wouldn't work there anymore.
Yeah, I would be like...
Or she wouldn't work there anymore. There would be no situation in which we would be professionally together.
I love, too, that, like, not only did she create a scene at brunch with Billie Lee...
In the J-Lo dress.
In the J-Lo dress, she also then lied to Lisa about it later and was just like, I said my piece and then I walked away.
She left out a lot of detail.
Yeah, and then Lisa was just like, okay. But it's like, you can't fire Lala because she doesn't actually work at Sir. So then, like... That's where there's like a hole in this narrative.
Yeah.
Because anyone else like that actually worked at Sir, she'd be like, okay, you're suspended or you're fired. But if you don't actually work there, you can just act however you want.
I mean, well, and like her omission of the like, hey, I heard it got real crazy. And then Lala's like, I don't know. It seemed fine to me. It was like, you're all fucking nuts.
Also, it's like you filmed this. So yeah. I don't understand lying about something you filmed.
Also, I think that it's because they all, I think that they do truly forget things because I think that they're just like drinking heavily on Adderall and blacking out.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like, I think that there's just like no, I don't know, that they, like when they don't remember things, they don't remember things.
Yeah. I believe that Brittany was probably blackout when she had sex with Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone has moved to the valley, and Lisa says like
that's where their houses are.
Yeah, they all live in like North Hollywood, I think.
That explains so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're gonna have to go over the hill every time they go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Poor things.
But so I have a theory that like I think Tom and Ariana, they moved out there first, but I think that they kind of trailblazed and they were like, we want to buy like a big house with a pool, so this is where we're gonna land. Then Tom Schwartz like can't be away from Sandoval, so no. He's like, Bebs, we have to like go over there.
Yeah.
And then
Katie has like no say. She's like, okay.
Yeah, she's just like, whatever. Like, I'm glad that we're still married. Yeah. Like, I'm keeping this ruse alive. Let's do it. And like, and then Jax and Brittany move out there too, which is like weird, but like, okay. And they all got like similar looking like farmhouse houses. You know, those like McMansions that are being built that are like rustic farm.
Yeah,
like they're like North Carolina like esque.
There's like somehow a mudroom and it's like we're in California.
Yeah, it's like what is this like industrial farm vibe that's happening? I'm like not clear, but they seem to really love it, and that aesthetic makes a lot of sense with this group.
Oh yeah, it's just vanilla.
Yeah, and like I think Kristen moved out there as like a strategy move, because if they're all living out in the valley, they're all gonna be like filming hanging out. And if Kristen doesn't, like, she's basically like hanging on by just like a little finger on the ledge.
Yeah.
So she's living in the neighborhood now so that she's included in any filming stuff that happens.
I feel like she has a better chance of landing a dude in the valley.
Yeah, I think that that's like a fair assessment.
But I mean, don't we all?
I'm like, I love the valley. Like, I like Studio City and stuff. And like, I'm a little more terrified of it that they're all over there. Mm-hmm. But like, I just think that they're trying to like strategize a lot.
Yeah.
Cause like, Stassi's not going to move to the valley.
Oh, I mean, if she did, no, Bo wouldn't do that either.
Yeah. I just don't see that for Stassi.
No. Plus, she's got the book deal money coming in. Yeah, I don't think that she would.
Yeah. And, like, I don't think that she's ever going to be in danger of, like, being kicked off the show. Because it's just, like, she's a big draw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is great on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that.
She's given us a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, you know, a hard hitter. She's been in the game for a while. She tooketh away, mm-hmm. but then she gaveth back.
Yeah. Lisa also pretends to be like excited about Tom and Katie having a baby at one point, like when Andy brings it up. Literally none of us want this, not even Lisa.
Drum up false excitement.
No, I mean I will watch and I'm excited to watch, but I'm also like, this isn't fair. Like I'm like, Georgia should have passed a rule that like Vanderpump Rules people
cannot procreate.
Yeah, like that actually, like I feel badly for those children, mm-hmm. because it's just like it ain't right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
Will I watch and totally participate? 100%.
It's a really big lesson in life isn't fair, so like don't expect it to be.
Yeah, just like guess what, this is your karma in this world, is that you're born and Tom Schwartz and Katie Maloney are your parents.
And she, I mean, I think that in that house, granted I don't know how many bedrooms there are, but I think that there will be at least a corner dedicated to like her potions and witchcraft, which I would like the tour on.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to decorate that house so fucking ugly.
It's going to be hideous.
Spray paint Bubba's all over the fucking place.
Like, it's going to be a travesty.
It's going to be, yeah. It'll be worse than when Spencer and Heidi moved in and then did the wall mural.
The wall mural. That was, like, iconic at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I mean, their video game machines and stuff all downstairs.
Yeah. It's going to be on that level, though.
I kind of like Brittany, like, her...
She's going to put sawdust on the floor.
It's sawdust. It's peanuts. Thing. There's going to be some beach stuff. Like, I wonder if she'll still continue in a beach theme for the interior decor, or if she'll like go in another direction. Maybe she'll go into like homestead, like farm life direction.
See, it could really go either way.
I like Brittany's point of view as like an interior decorator, because it's like so opposite of mine, but she's like really does a good job of being like cohesive, and like she decorates something. Like she decorated an apartment, which is like not something you do with an apartment. You know what I mean?
I mean, I do it to mine, unfortunately.
You build like a wall?
Oh, I didn't build a wall.
I mean, she like built, she like wallpapered and like redid parts, like renovated their apartment that they didn't own.
Oh no, that's, you don't do that to a
rental.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like you like decorate, make it cute or whatever, but yeah. She like put time, like blood, sweat and tears, like went to Home Depot and like bought wood planks and like built like walls and stuff in their apartment.
That's terrifying.
And so now, yeah, I'm just like, what will she do next? I'm
oh excited. Then she could like really, that'll be,
she's gonna have project. Like a big project. Yeah,
she could maybe have like an HGTV show is what it sounds like.
I'm here for it.
If she made a YouTube channel where she just decorated that house, I'd be in.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what she does. I think Tom and Katie are just going to shank on decorating. It's going to be so hideous and make no sense at all.
No.
Also, their apartment was like a hoarder's den.
Neither of them have like an aesthetic point of view.
No. And they like don't know how to like take care of themselves from like a mental health or like any of it. Yeah. So it's just, that will be a mess.
And then as far as like Tom and Ariana decorating, I have no idea what that's going to look like.
Yeah, it's too early to tell. Because like, they didn't put anything in. They put a little bit of work into their apartment, but really, you know that they were just like, whatever. This is like a trash zone that we'll get out of someday.
Yeah. Because like, if Tom does it, Sandoval, then it's going to be full-blown, whatever it is. But it's also going to be a little like, yikes.
Yeah.
And then if Ariana does it, I feel like it's just going to be like real simple.
Yeah.
To the point of like, did you try?
They might be so well matched for each other in that regard. Because she can like kind of tone his like decor down.
I feel like he would almost do like, I want to get 15 guitars to hang on that wall.
Yeah. Be like 100%.
Fuck, dude. We don't need to hang 15 guitars on that wall.
A guy telling me he wants to hang 15 guitars on the wall makes me like go cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever met someone that like, they're like, I put my surfboard up on the wall. And you're like, ew.
Yeah. I'm like, that's cute for like a guest house or something like that. But I'm like, I don't want to, like, it's a red flag, I think, if you meet a guy with a surfboard on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, really, any, like, large item that isn't...
like a picture.
Yeah, that isn't, like, a painting or a photo.
Yeah.
It's just...
it's not good.
No, it's not the move.
Katie's like, she goes, see, Lisa, now you're going to get a baby out of us. And Lisa goes, I know, right? And then kind of smiles, and I was like... Lisa doesn't give a shit about you having a baby. Like, she probably actively does not want you to have a baby because she doesn't want that storyline.
Well, and it'll, like, take away from them working.
Yeah. It's, like, bad timing for Tom Schwartz and Katie to have a baby because he just started actually having a job for once in his life.
Yeah, and, like, what's going to happen to her girls' night in? She can't go that shit pregnant.
No, she's like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I hope that they roast her for that next episode.
If she does get pregnant, she's going to have the world's most swollen feet. I can already tell.
Yeah. She's going to really swell up.
I feel like she'll be a real terror. Like, you know how some people are gracefully pregnant and some people are like terrors?
She can't even be a terror unpregnant. Like, she can't get it on lock. Like, it's just going to be like a
true nightmare.
Like, it's going to be like the horror movie, The Blob.
Is that a real horror movie?
Was that a fake horror movie in a movie?
I mean, it was also the thing in Heavyweights that they jump on.
That was the thing in Heavyweights that they jump on. But then there was some movie that is a horror movie where it's like just a blob of stuff that can like eat you. Maybe that's the thing that I'm thinking of.
It might be. It also reminds me of Alex Mack.
Yeah. Just like viscous liquid of some sort that's dangerous. Katie, pregnant.
Slimer.
Lala says her rock bottom was that she took a trip to Disneyland with like Randall and his daughters, and then she face chug vodka the entire time.
I don't even know what to make of that.
Yeah, I was like, this story is wild, and like, I'm glad that you're sober now.
Yeah, like her version of like a rock bottom or like a moment of reckoning is uncommon, yeah. I'll say. She's like, I was wearing those mini ears and just chugging vodka. First of all, I don't know how she got that in the park. But also,
yeah, she's like, I never stopped drinking and I face chugged vodka and I was just like face chugged as opposed to what? Like butt chugging it? Like what?
Tamping.
I was at Disney tamping vodka.
Tamping vodka straight up.
And like came to and then was like, I refuse to live like this.
Which is,
I'm like, okay.
At Disneyland drunk, it sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to take away from her like addiction or whatever it is that she's going through, but I'm also like, this is a little murky.
Yeah, I think that we didn't get the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
But like, good on her for deciding that she wanted to like change her life.
Yeah, it's chill. Yeah. James claims that he's not drinking and then he's like, but I am drinking. And then that's when like he gets called out for the uppers. And then tells Sandoval to shut his mouth. And then everyone flips out and shit gets real.
Yeah, because he just got called out for drugs.
Yeah, and like, this is the moment too, because like, Andy then brings up, like, he's like, you've been helping your parents out, like, what's going on there? And then James is like, I have been, but I don't really want to talk about it. And then everyone like gets really mad about that.
Yeah.
And this is the moment where I was like, oh, like
everyone else is wrong.
Everyone else is wrong. And they also all showed their true colors, which is just like, it's like they just don't want James to have any attention. And so they're mad that he got like any sort of storyline.
That he was shown in a good light. That it wasn't just them like saying he's a bad person and him fucking up. It was like, no, there's like more to him than that. And he's actually like trying to do something nice in the world.
Yeah.
Which fucks up their whole storyline that he's pure evil and like can't do a nice thing to save his life.
Yeah.
But he is. And I think that's why they like flipped out that he would be seen in like a kinder light.
Yeah. Like it's like they think that if they don't like something, that's just like how it is going to be life. Like, yeah. It's crazy though.
Yeah.
Like they don't understand that like sometimes things don't work out the way that you want them to work out.
Yeah. There's not really a lot of room for gray with. I mean, but here's the thing. There's no room for gray when it comes to other people. But when it comes to them, they're like, I can kind of like fuck around with this for a while. I mean,
yeah, they're like, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Well, it still happened. So
there's a lot of excuses. I'm like, I've like maybe one time seen Katie in like a sympathetic light on the show. But that's because she kind of chooses like her. I think that. And maybe I'm wrong and like, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're listening and you know better than I do. But I feel like if you're on a reality show, you kind of like, you at least produce a little bit of what your like storyline and your vibe is going to be.
For sure.
And like, you know yourself and how you are and how you want to portray yourself on camera. You do have like a little more control over that.
Yeah.
And so for any of them to like call bullshit or be like, well, you don't see like how we help our families, like blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, because you don't fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
And when Katie's like, I fell through a skylight and like hit every pole on the way down and I have fucking brain damage. It's like, well, you didn't talk about it until like last year.
Yeah. Which is like fine.
Yeah.
But like she didn't feel like she could talk about it for that long. But also, that's like, it's not for her to compare the two.
Yeah.
That like he feels comfortable talking about it and like doing it on camera and that the rest of them don't feel comfortable with that. That's like not really a reason to be mad at him.
Yeah. And if you were smart, you wouldn't like, you just would play it closer to the vest and not like give up all your card. Cause it's just like, wow, you've now played right into everyone's hand. Like we have your number completely.
Yeah.
And we know that you're just jealous haters and like you're now like stomping your feet like little babies because you like didn't get what you wanted.
Yeah.
Which is like more attention and for your like, your narrative to be like validated.
Which, I mean, it's just like so bizarre that they flip out on that.
It's bizarre because you think that they would be smarter than to like do that. But yeah. Then you have to consider, it's like, no, these aren't like, this isn't like a Mensa meeting.
No.
This is Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
But it's like, and even like when Brittany's like, he was calling my family hillbillies. Like, it's like, no, so what?
Also, she did have like a good comeback for that and doesn't need to bring it back.
Yeah. Like, oh, I thought you weren't mad about that and you were proud of it. So yeah. Why are you bitching?
Like, she should have just stuck by that.
God, I wish that someone would just like school them one by one and like clap back.
I think we should go.
Yeah.
I think we should go.
and like just like slowly just like confront each of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to just like, if they could come to this and we could just like talk to them about it, I think it would go over well.
It's weird because podcasted with most of them like years ago, and they pretty much like only stand in their own truth, and it's kind of like an unwavering ability to see any other angle besides their own. So it's kind of, it's like a fruitless endeavor to try and like, I mean, argue like with anything.
Narcissism.
Yeah.
But aren't they in therapy? Aren't some of them in therapy?
TBD.
Yeah.
I mean, Katie claims, like, she's like, I've been through so much and, like, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't believe that.
Well, also, like, we all have. Everyone's been through shit.
Literally, show me a woman that is, like, has never struggled with, like, body image problems or, like, depression of some sort.
Yeah. It's like it's all of us.
Yeah.
And, like, to do, like, one versus the other is just, you can't win.
Yeah. I liked, though, that Stassi was, like, promptly shut down when she was like, I help my parents. And then Sandoval goes, do you pay your parents rent? And then she's like, I'm not going to talk about, like, what I do and what I don't do.
Which is like, so it's a no.
Yeah. So you don't, like, I don't think, I think your parents helped you a lot when you were, like, and with that living chin, here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot ever stop thinking about a chin implant that.
The original Stassi's face versus the face now?
No, just that, like, I can't ever, like, the idea of knowing that you need a chin implant is so specific that, like, I would I know that I have, like, zero jawline, but my, even, like, now I'm like, I don't know what fixes that except for longer hair. Like, the idea of just being like, oh, well, I'll just have more chin is just insane to me.
Yeah. I know. And it feels like she was really ahead of the curve when it comes to chin implants.
We didn't see like full face young plastic surgery until like 3 years ago.
Yeah. When it became like 16-year-olds get plastic surgery. It's
like Kylie and her group are just like showing everyone that you can fully transform
immediately, like you don't have to wait to be 18 or like grow into your features. You just like, if you don't like something, you just like change it, get it sucked out, like, and enhance yourself.
Yeah, which is like,
yeah, that's really weird. I'm glad that we like didn't grow up like that. Would have actually fucked with me if like girls in high school.
Isn't she like 31?
Who? Kylie? Stassi. Oh, she, yeah, is 31.
Because then she got that shit in high school. She was, like, real ahead of it.
Yeah, she was, like, 18 years old, I think. It was, like, her high school graduation.
I would never think of that.
No. I would never either.
It's so specific.
Maybe she, like, I know she wrote about it in her book, but by that point, I just kind of, like, zoned out while I was reading it.
Yeah. How is it?
It's we can like go over some of it in the bonus episode because I've explored parts of it in other bonus episodes. It's really, it's both eye opening and not eye opening at all.
I mean,
if that makes sense.
I think it's gonna be less. I think it's gonna be eyes wide shut. You know, I think it's gonna be anything that feels like wisdom in there, I already know.
Mm-hmm. It's telling you a lot. It's just repeating what you already know to yourself. Like, it's like how to take a good selfie.
And oh, it's like, that's a nightmare, actually. Yeah,
it's like how to take a good selfie and then a lot of like tips about that and like how to like get dressed.
It's Okay. It's like skin deep kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
That has absolutely no.
That you're not learning any like life, like really like groundbreaking secrets or really getting any like new kind of knowledge about Stassi. You're not like learn. I thought I was like, oh, she's going to like write about her life and like tell us like her origin story. And then it's like very glosses over that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, I thought I would know more at the end of this and not less.
That is, in my opinion, celebrity book deals.
Yeah.
It's a lot of that where you're like, I'm going to get the full story now. And then it's just like, and then I had a blowout that I didn't like. And it's like, okay, I didn't need to read this.
Yeah. She like talks a little bit about like her and Jax went to like a Scientology meeting for a second. And it was like so weird. And she was so freaked out and they left. And it was like 2 pages.
I love that for them.
Yeah. They should have stuck with it.
I mean, it might have helped the old career.
I think it would have been in a bit of a different place had they stuck with that.
They'd be in Aspen.
Thank you so much for being my guest.
Yeah, this is great.
This was so fun. tell everyone where they can find you.
I am at Nikki Jaggerman on things. It's Jaggerman with 1 G, Nikki with 2 K's.
Love. If you love this podcast, tell your friends about it. And you can hear bonus episodes on Patreon, and that's at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And with that, I bid you farewell. Bye. Hey.
I know I'm feeling.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.